My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I love guys who like football. And guys who like football, they like me back. And I like them back. And even guys that don't like football, I mean, they try to avoid me because I'm always trying to get them to like football more.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. That was Jim Harbaugh. My favorite. Always a fun listen. And Willard and Dibbs will be joining us whenever.
We're really hold it down, baby.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to that when they come in for the crossover on 95.7 The Game. Right now, I guess, what are they doing? Conducting an interview that, again, they're going to pretend is live when they play it.
Wow, you're going, yeah.
I don't know! Go ahead, ask me the question you wanted to ask me.
I was going
to
say, of the, I know it's 2 weeks, but let's have some fun, Steiny, because you know they always say a death blow. Well, now they're just 17-week schedule. If you're 0-2, your season's over.
Well, that's a joke.
And I'm going to give you a list of the teams that are currently 0-2.
Okay.
And you give me two of them that you think still got at the ones that you're like, you know what, they're going to turn it around.
Okay.
All right. At 0-2, the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
The Indianapolis Colts.
Okay.
Jacksonville, Tennessee, Denver, the New York Football Giants. Bryce, you're not young anymore. Carolina Panthers and the LA Rams. So two of those, who would you say, you know what, Goo, they're not done.
Put this in the cap.
Oh.
Three of those teams are making the postseason.
Okay, I was going to say three.
Cincinnati, obviously.
Okay.
Ja'Marr Chase starting to bring that team together.
Dude, stop. You got a 50. Go ahead.
Even though they stink, they'll find a way. Baltimore. And the Rams.
Rams might be done, man. They might really. Attrition has kicked in, man.
Oh, so just
fire the whole training staff.
So it's just not the Niners.
All right. So I agree with you. Those would be my three. Baltimore, Cincy, and the Rams.
Okay.
Remember I got the Rams going to the SEC Championship game at the Summit?
Yeah, that was one of the seven things you said at some point.
Hey, please. Yeah. All right, of the 2-0 teams, give me three that have staying power.
All right.
The Minnesota Vikings, your Buffalo Bills, the Steelers, the Houston Texans, the Chiefs, the New Orleans Saints, Tampa Bay, and Seattle.
Tampa Bay stinks. They're off.
They made the playoffs last year. What are you talking about?
You asked me opinion.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
The Vikings are an interesting team.
Dude, are they, man? You say that only because we watched them beat the Niners, and it's okay if you say, Goo, that's why.
Well, nobody thought they were going to be any good this year, and they look pretty good. At least through two games. The Chiefs, they're obviously fine. You know what? There's a team that I do starting to root against.
Give it to me.
I'll tell you, you can guess this. It's, you know that I can't stand flavor of the months.
Right, boy.
Can't stand, now they're great.
Yeah.
Let me tell you who's in for a rude awakening.
Give it to me.
The Houston Texans.
Yeah, they're real. They got some D. D'Amico Ryan's got a system and scheme, Stoney. We saw it here in San Francisco. Well,
it didn't look as good without Joe Mixon.
The defense got after it. He don't play D. They got some ferocious defense, man. I'm just telling you.
Who's their front four? Who's on their front four?
Man, you come up with them.
What, Dibs?
I'm trying.
Hey, get him on.
Yeah.
Get him in.
This is fun without really Willard. Fun.
He's coming. You know he's coming. Hey. It always makes me a little bit...
Do they use a three-man front, Houston?
When you try to do this to him, he never does it to you.
Yeah.
He could do it to you with name blah blah's quarterback.
Oh,
name
please.
This team's head coach.
Look at my man.
Name this team's coordinator.
Look at
but
my
he doesn't
man.
Do it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He doesn't.
Throw something out there.
Do
Union
it.
City,
right
California.
Now.
I got
Throw
respect.
Something out there.
Give
Who's Carolina's quarterback?
Bryce Young.
That was a layup because he's in the news.
And they're going, Bryce Young actually got pulled.
Right.
That was the bit, Goo.
They're going to somebody else who stinks.
Jake Delhomme.
No, they're not.
No, name him. I want you to name him. Forget the bit. Name him. You know who he is.
I know who it is.
Come on, Stiney.
This is my point. This
is a backup. He wants his initials.
He wants the red Baron.
Oh, Dalton.
Yeah.
A.D.
Yeah.
Andy
Dalton. Yeah, I'll give you more information on Dalton. He's 0-7 in the postseason.
Yeah.
No, that might just be.
We got to wait on Willard. We can start.
No, we've already
we
begun.
Are starting.
We've only just begun.
But he's watching.
Shout out. Thank you, dude.
That's pretty good.
Shout out the Carpenters. We were doing a little record down the hall. It's coming up here at 4:15. A big-time guest.
Yeah.
Big-time A-lister. So.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. Kevin Harlan.
Yeah. Oh.
Kevin Harlan.
Yes.
And he's actually watched the first two Niner games, and he had last night. And I don't want to jump the bit on talking about last night. Shout out Rob Lowe about last night.
Sure.
But that's my line. I'm hurt.
I stole it from you. But of course, I steal from you all the time. But an underrated movie, by the way.
And Rob Pelinka looks just like Rob Lowe. But go ahead.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. But you could say that Saquon Barkley was open. And I don't think that he would have walked in the end zone.
So
he probably would have been tackled.
Yeah, and game over.
Game over.
Why are you throwing it?
Stupid.
40 seconds is your... That's what...
Dude, idiocy. And I know that you may have been more than mentally invested in that game. Boy. And I actually had in my pool... I'm in one of these...
Randy, too, got hurt.
One of these pools where you pick every game with the spread. And... It's a confidence pool.
Okay, gotcha.
So if Atlanta covered, I would have won a little bit of chicken. And so I'm thinking, and I actually had it at 6.5.
Oh, wow.
So I'm thinking, go ahead and kick the 3. Atlanta loses by 6. That's fine.
There you go.
I lose the fade the dibbers, but turns out they throw it. Saquon, now your name is just
Should have never been put in that position.
Should have never thrown the ball on third down.
Two downs to get a first down, and if you don't do it that way, if you run the ball, at least 40-45 is coming off that clock.
Coming right off.
And then a field
Nick
goal
Sirianni,
ties
Willard. That's my
big
nickname.
You kick the field goal, and you go up 6.
He's so
and
arrogant
And now you're making Captain Comeback do it with a minute instead of a minute 48.
And I believe like he did it with about 42 seconds.
Because there was no deep. What were they doing?
It's because Vic Fangio... He played that soft serve
it
coverage.
It was offensive.
Soft.
Yeah.
I know you don't care, but...
look at Willie!
Did you hear about what happened in fantasy in our league and stuff?
Did Grandy lost to you because of that?
Yes!
Like Darnell Mooney or something happened, and Evan lost his game because of that.
Grandy is shit. I lost $100 because of this.
Yeah,
okay?
I know my neighbor did,
whatever.
Too.
I won $140 because of it.
I know you did.
And
we could have both, but if Sirianni just runs the ball, we both win.
The
Eagles
doing?
Win by 3.
If they kneel it down.
Yes. Yeah, or even if they don't, just get the first down.
And I was hoping for that, but the added bonus of Grandy losing in fantasy, you can't put a price on that.
Last night was just funny.
You can't put a price on the joy I feel knowing that you got a bad beat.
Whatever you lost or won last night, pretty quickly you had to shrug your shoulders and just start laughing. I had the whole family was over. Christie's over. We're watching this thing. And, like, my feet were up. This game was over. And I screenshotted a picture I saw from the Bleacher Report today and sent it to the whole crew. And with a minute 56 to go in this football game,
right.
the Eagles' chances of winning were 99.3.
That cost you jobs.
With under 2 minutes.
That cost sounds promising.
Not like, oh, at third quarter. No, no, no. With the ball, yeah. With 0.71. A minute 56 to go. 99.3% chance, the analytics say, of winning the game. And then one play later, you're looking at it and you're going, wait a minute. Are you just giving... Wait a minute, Kirk Cousins gets the ball.
I wonder
and
where
they still have a timeout.
Where did the analytics go after the incomplete pass? It goes from 99.3. Oh, thank you. Back to you.
Down.
Appreciate
yeah,
it.
I didn't track
but
it.
But did
like
it
that.
Go down to like 92 or?
Oh, it's still it's still tremendous. But I mean,
right.
You're not just leaving Atlanta the time. You left them a timeout.
You gave
also.
Them a you gifted them a
dude,
timeout.
Dude, they scored man. So fast. The Eagles had the time.
And he still, that was a horrible
answer,
throw.
Yeah.
Like, still, all you need is three, Jalen.
When I had Hurts on my prize picks over passing yards. And
hit?
I would have needed a couple of big yeah. throws. But I did have...
they were booed off the field. Philly fans were going in.
New.
And you came into the year where you already had, like, Sirianni on the hot seat.
Yeah.
And the Jalen Hurts, they're not seeing eye to eye. And now Sirianni does this. And I'll just be honest.
Nick Sirianni.
Sirianni will.
There is no city in this great country that I root against more than Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Why?
Because of their insufferable fans.
Did you see Bonta and Shasky walk in? When the
because of that?
She brings this up more than the Super Bowl.
It was like Mississippi burning. It was like, what is going on?
No,
kids
bad.
On
it's
bikes bad. Looking. Dude,
I'm throwing hot dogs at him. And
Willard, that was offensive.
No,
it was offensive.
There are certain fan bases in cities that like, you know, and I know we do this now, like, it's almost like we're keeping a scoreboard of where fights happen so that we can be like, this is a bad fan base, so that's a bad
I'm
fan
growing.
Base.
I'm skipping past
well,
the fights.
Well, like the fights, yeah. I wish there, that this didn't happen
serious.
Anywhere, but that's not really the tale of the tape. The tale of the tape is go to these games and sort of like watch the human behavior that you view.
Mm.
You know, we went to Vegas as road fans. Yeah. I went to Chicago 2 years as road fans. And there's like... the fun stuff, but it's not like
man, I hear you.
Bad human behavior. Philadelphia will spit at you all kinds of bad human behavior in those moments. I actually love the city. I love the city of Philadelphia, but not on game day. Not on game day.
But they said an old man in the Philadelphia restroom came and said an explicit to him.
They lose their mind. They lose their
with
mind.
With all due respect,
like, society,
we don't want your love.
I don't.
We don't want it.
I don't care if you want
that's
it.
That's right.
You have it.
And you don't.
No.
You don't get to wee it.
Wait a minute.
We don't get. You don't get to wee Philadelphia.
By the way, I said I love the city.
Wee.
I never said I love the people.
Yeah, you're not from France. You don't get to wee Philadelphia because you're not an Eagles fan. You're not a Sixers fan. In fact, you were a fan of their rival, and you're not a Phillies fan.
I'm not a Celtics fan.
You were. You're not a fan of anyone.
No, that's not true. Not true anymore.
Okay. What team are you a fan of?
The Sharks.
Name two Sharks. Not one.
Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith in your eye.
I
should have said
count.
Three Sharks.
That doesn't count. There's a Will Smith on every pro sports team. So you can't use that.
He was the number one pick the year before this past year.
What do you think of their new coach?
I like him. Warsofsky. He's written symphonies.
Isn't that a character?
Tchaikovsky.
That's a character from Monster Inc.
We're getting to the tank this year, though.
That's a damn five.
Oh, my God.
When was the last time you were at the tank?
Oh,
have
boy.
You ever?
Their inaugural season?
That was at the Cow Palace.
That's a great question.
Okay, their third year, whatever.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, let me just
I'll tell you
quick.
What's bugging me.
Grandy.
Oh, it's not Friday.
Did you know?
Sorry,
I'll tell you what.
Close.
You got to admire how Darnell Moody just Mooney. I'm
Grandy,
sorry,
Grandy. That had to hurt.
He just found his seam and he just kind of sat in it.
Well, the one that was worse was the 40-yard touchdown.
The backflip.
The Philadelphia defensive back refused to tackle him.
Nice
tackle him. He saved me 7 points.
The Eagles. I did this last year. I'm going to do it again.
Uh-oh.
The Eagles suck,
and I believe that.
That team is awful.
Their deep tackles are lacking.
No, that defense last night was absolutely a joke.
It's better than the Niners.
No, it's not.
They held them to 22.
Good for you.
39 to pressure, putting pressure on the quarterback. That's 30.
They got no pressure. Bijan Robinson did whatever he wanted. Kirk Cousins is immobile. You could see that there were problems, and they were, and they do this because they're talented on offense. they were going to overcome him. And then Nick Sirianni threw up all over himself. Yeah, and I've never enjoyed losing $100 more because anything that, goes wrong for Sirianni is right for me. I can't stand that dude.
There's something.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you didn't hear driving in.
Hold on.
No, go ahead.
I got to do the legal.
Knock it out.
Time for the legal.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First North Company.
Tell me if I'm being wrong, because I love my...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Our country. I'm at your house watching the Super Bowl. Remember that, Will?
Yes, sir. Never
great
forget
party.
It.
Dibs was there.
Once we finally got you there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Snoop Dogg and Martha. But Sirianni's crying during the national anthem.
Forget him.
I'm sorry. Like Carmelo with the Olympics.
Crocodile
that ain't
tears.
The finals. Yeah. Miss me with that. You're a phony.
I wouldn't expect anything different from you liberal West Coasters who don't understand
like
that
crying.
Some of us feel patriotism in a different kind of way.
Sorry, Ani. Dude, he's on the hot seat.
He's a phony.
He is a phony.
We're actually going to get into this on our show
He's just not a very good coach.
And we're going to ask our listeners about like what kind of coach you want, because there's the Sirianni, McVay, Harbaugh type, in my opinion. Pete Carroll, the gum chewer. I'm going to slap you on the back, and I'm going to be out there. And you know, or do you want more of a stoic Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, that style of
play
coach?
Play the sound of the new coach going at his receipt. Listen to this.
Who's this?
Brian Callahan.
Listen to this. Will, you heard it.
Oh, after Will Levis? Yeah, this.
Yeah, I was upset. It was dumb. It was the same exact thing he did last week, and he cost us points in the red zone. And that is what it is. He's a grown up, and he knows better. And so, you know, I was really irritated that he cost us 3 points in a game that we probably needed it.
Yeah, I don't want a coach like that.
I said I'd love that. That's Willer, man.
Well, he's not wrong,
but you couldn't do that to an OG quarterback. Willer did it twice.
Yeah,
well, it was dumb.
They were the two worst turnovers I've seen this year, and it's the same guy, like who conducted both of them. They're unbelievable. And
I'm falling down, throw it up for grabs.
Yeah, like we're talking to an audience that I'm not going to assume watched Tennessee Titans football, but if you watch Red Zone or whatever you watch highlights, like they are two of the worst turnovers that the NFL has seen through two weeks. And he's a young player, and he's trying to build a new culture there. And so, to a degree, I understand it. Was a little bit heavy-handed, sure. Probably deservedly so, though. Like, you can't do that stuff and be a quarterback in the NFL. The difference between that and someone like Sirianni and why he triggers me so much is you can't be a good leader when you make whatever you're leading about you. And Nick Sirianni, that's where he loses me. I don't care about your play call. I don't care about what you do during the national anthem or whatever like that. But when you're a leader of men out there and those men go put their blood, sweat, and tears, their bodies on the line, and they succeed.
Wow.
And you start running up and down the sideline and chest bumping people for the cameras and giving everybody your stupid little facial expressions in front of the cameras. Nick makes it about him. And that, to me, is disrespectful to the players on the field.
I love it. And Kyle Shanahan never makes it about him.
Because he doesn't him run up and down the sideline?
No, I'm talking about, the criticism of Kyle is that he will not accept accountability for what goes on.
That's different.
I know it is, right, but it's not a strength.
And it's not being a fraud either.
Yeah.
First of all, I do not think he's a fraud. Oh, I think he's a weird dude. I just think he's weird. Mm. He's just weird.
Well, let's start this, because this is something we're going to throw out to the audience today. Let's just take some of these characteristics. Right. Forget, whatever. Nick's been to a Super Bowl. Kyle's been to two Super Bowls. Forget that sort of tale of the tape. How about characteristics? And you tell me if I'm... And these are kind of the negative characteristics people use for these two coaches. You tell me if I'm out of line with any of these. Nick is a bit of a grandstander. He's over the top. He's in your face, right? He's fiery. Kyle, arrogant, smartest guy in the room, smug. Which characteristics do you want in your head coach?
The latter. And he's not had one player stab him in the back, Kyle.
Wow.
Because I thought that was a little harsh for him. Willard.
Really? Jimmy Garoppolo has never stubbed him?
But he had an agenda. He had lost his job. So we know what that's like.
Jimmy Garoppolo does not have anything good to say about Kyle Shanahan.
Give me another position player.
Ward, the guy who just left. Jimmy Ward.
Both those guys are mad they had to move on.
Well, you asked.
Yeah.
You asked.
Well, those aren't current players who stuck it to him.
Help me out. Those are former players.
Well, Ward was not happy when he was here.
Right, but
because of his position change.
Right, but
after a period of time.
Yeah.
They stuck their neck out.
How about Brandon Ayuk the first 2 years?
He didn't want to get traded. He had a chance to
Jetson. What about the first 2 years when he was a rookie and a second-year guy?
Well, that was tough.
But he never once went public with whatever was going on with those two.
You said stabbed him in the back.
Yeah.
Who?
That was your phrase. You said Sirianni.
Garoppolo.
Oh. No, but when he said he's never had a player stab him in the back, you started bringing up players that I don't think have stabbed him in the back.
Ayuk never went public.
Brandon Ayuk was in his doghouse.
But what did Brandon ever do or say?
And he kept
Exactly. Crater their season.
You cannot tell me that nobody has a problem with Kyle Shanahan.
That's not what he said.
It hasn't gone public.
I didn't see what he said. Okay, Debo Samuel didn't like the way he was used.
Yeah, like this is football. People are going to frustrated with their boss.
Well, you're not just like everything's kumbaya with
that's not the person.
That's different than having a 10-1. That's different than having a 10-1 football team and having your quarterback, your assistant who's walking up and down the sideline. I don't know if anybody, does any other NFL head coach need a handler for crying out loud? That guy gets kicked off the sideline. You're quarterback and you don't get along.
Like Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan.
That's incorrect.
Yes, no, it's
that
not.
That never cratered a season.
Oh, please.
Come on, did he bring the best out
when
Garoppolo?
When did a 10-1 season with the Niners crater because of Kyle's relationship with Jimmy?
You guys said
wait a minute, that answer
everybody
me.
Loves
no,
Kyle Shanahan.
You're putting words in my mouth. Just said to you that every player, this is every workplace. Yeah. You ever get frustrated with Maddie? I bet you have. Sure, people get frustrated with Kyle, but you've never had that relationship crater a season. You've never had someone stab in the back, as Goose said.
No doubt.
See, Nick Sirianni.
When you say crater a season.
They were 10-1 and never won another game.
Happens.
Yeah, they were mad at him.
When is a 10-1 season led to that?
Okay, listen, what you're doing now is you're giving Kyle Shanahan all the benefit of the doubt, and Nick Sirianni doesn't get it.
I'm not even talking about it. No, but
that's fine.
You're making a comparison that doesn't exist. You're acting like these two things are the same, and they're not.
I'm telling you right now that Kyle Shanahan hasn't run a ship that has just been smooth sailing. He's had bumps in the road. He's had it with players. He's had it with his assistant coaches.
And I'll say again, when did anyone say that's not the case? That's being a football team.
Okay.
But when have those relationships?
Well, you're making an observation from 3,000 miles away that this that a relationship cratered a season.
Acknowledged. But are we now going to not hold the head coach accountable to an entire locker room and a 10-1, one seed of a football team completely falls apart to the point where you cannot win another football game? We're not going to put the head coach conversation?
I would argue that when they were 10-1, if you looked at the route they took to 10-1, they were done. They were just done. They had played in the Super Bowl the year before.
Right.
They had run the gauntlet and beaten a lot of good teams.
So they decided collectively after 11 games.
No, they got their ass kicked because they were done.
So
they were out of gas.
When I sat in this chair that very week when the Niners were coming to town and I said the Eagles are not good, they're a fraud, they won't be in the NFC title game, how come you didn't agree with me?
Well, apparently you predicted it beforehand. So how did you know that?
I thought they were overrated. I didn't think they would win no games the rest of the way.
They still made the playoffs.
Mastani, they weren't tired. They were tired of each other and their coach.
We don't know that. What we're doing is we're giving Kyle the benefit of the doubt because he's here.
No, but three guys are saying one guy who comes
because he's here is not. That's
and arrogant,
not the reason.
And you're the one caping up for him. That's
for who?
For Sirianni.
No, I'm just
three
saying.
Three guys in here that don't know him, but we got a pretty good. We've dealt with them in our life. We can kind of the
3,000 miles away.
No. You said we're giving Kyle the benefit of the doubt, quote, because he's here.
Yeah,
that's not why.
And that hurts
because he's earned it.
Come on,
he's earned it.
Well, Sirianni hasn't.
No,
he got a team to the Super Bowl. It doesn't count.
Good for him.
Okay,
yeah, he got his team to the Super Bowl.
There it is. They have the same resume, essentially.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Kyle's been two. He's been done it way longer.
Yeah.
The team quit on him.
I don't know.
Okay.
I
mean, all right. They quit on him.
So they.
Then why is he back? If they obviously
he's back, but he's on the hot seat.
Hey. But, well, of course he is.
Hey, right. He was this close.
Everybody's on this close.
No, Stoddy knows.
If they quit on him, there's no way he's their head coach this year.
Wait till you hear what Kevin Harlan has to say about this in 2 hours.
Jalen Hurts comments on his coach, who he can't stand.
Huh?
He can't stand him. To the quarterback, Jalen Hurts does not respect his football acronym.
The last thing I heard was that they're trying to repair their relationship.
Good luck with that.
Okay.
And games like last night will help.
And Garoppolo tried to mend his relationship with Shanahan. Like, they didn't mesh. It's the same thing.
Well,
on 95.7.
Oh, God.
The game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.